Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
This week, I'm in the studio with my good friend, Kirsty Gilpin. So, Kirsty, you said something very interesting to me in our last conversation. You mentioned that you were a high school math teacher at one point. Could you talk a little bit about what those foundational things are, the things that as a high school math teacher, you wish more of your own students at that point had just a stronger foundation in?
Math facts, math facts, math facts. Every student...
Explain the math facts to us. Yeah, tell us, really, what do you mean when you say math facts?
Well, every student that struggled because they couldn't add, subtract, multiply, and divide.
Surely in high school they can do that.
Unfortunately, so many of them can't, or can't do it quickly. They just don't have the ability to look at a problem and, you know, they see 4x and 7x, and they have a hard time with the 4 and the 7 by themselves, let alone 4x and 7x. They were so quick to go to their calculators, and I'm not necessarily anti-calculator, but they were so quick to go to their calculators for things that once they weren't lined up properly as just numbers, they didn't know how to do that anymore.
Do you think calculators aid or take away from developing a number sense?
I think early on, they definitely take away from. I think once you know what the computation is, what the process is, then I don't know that you necessarily gain anything by spending 15 minutes by multiplying 10-digit numbers by 9-digit numbers.
Sure.
The calculator has a place, but when they're young and they don't ever grasp just that number sense, then the calculator is really not doing them any favors.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. To learn more about Classical Christian Community, visit ClassicalConversations.com. That's ClassicalConversations.com.